This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 14th of February. There are warnings of gales in North Atsira, South Atsira, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Viking 998, expected Fisher 1010 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southern North Atsira and South Atsira, and 4 elsewhere. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic at first in Dogger, otherwise northwest 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional snow, good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, northeast 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, northeast 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later, except in Dover. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Plymouth, north veering south, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, then backing southwesterly later in northwest. Showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Trafalgar, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Fitzroy, Sole, north or northwest backing southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time. Showers then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, north 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Irish Sea, north 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Shannon, Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in Bailey, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, becoming southwest 5 to 7 later in Fair Isle. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north 3, 30 miles 1011 rising. Stornoway, west by north 2, 30 miles 1010 rising more slowly. Lerwick, north by west 3, 32 miles 1006 rising. Wake Automatic, west by north 3, rain, 2 miles 1007 rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west northwest 3, 24 miles 1008 rising. Lookers, west 3, 32 miles 1009 rising. Boomer, west northwest 2, slight snow, 19 miles 1009 rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast 3, 1007 rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 5 miles 1000. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 7, 5 miles 999. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 4, 1001 rising quickly. Jersey, north northeast 4, rain, 1.5 miles 997 rising quickly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic at 2200 hours, north northeast 6, 999. Scilly Automatic, north 6, recent rain, 8 miles 1007 rising more slowly. Milford Haven, north northeast 3, more than 38 miles 1008 rising quickly. Aberporth, northeast 5, 30 miles, 1008, rising quickly. Valley, northeast by north 3, 24 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north 3, 24 miles, 1009, rising. Valentia, east 2, 27 miles, 1015, rising. Ronaldsway, northwest by north 2, 27 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Malinhead, west-northwest 3, recent drizzle, 24 miles, 1012, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 1, recent precipitation, more than 38 miles, 1011, rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 13th of February. The general situation: a transient ridge of high pressure will move southeastwards across the United Kingdom during Saturday, bringing an interval of settled weather with only light breezes. However, during Saturday evening, rain and strengthening winds will follow into western areas, with most regions experiencing windy and unsettled conditions again by Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6, then backing south or southeast later. Wintry showers becoming fair later. Good occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 3 or 4, then south 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers at first. Good occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 3 or 4, backing west 2 or 3, then south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 3 to 5, backing northwest 3 or 4, then south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less later, then becoming southerly 3 or 4 later. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, perhaps wintry, then rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4, veering southerly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in west. Showers then fair, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Cornwall, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 5 to 7 later, increasing gale 8 at times later in west. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Showers, then rain or sleet later. Good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, north or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 2 to 4, then south 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain later, good occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest, backing south or southwest, 2 to 4, backing south or southeast, 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, then southeasterly, 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in south. Wintry showers, then rain or sleet later. Good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. North becoming variable, then south, 2 to 4, veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Sleet or snow showers, then rain for a time later. Good, occasionally very poor at first, and poor later. That completes the shipping bulletin and our schedule of programmes for the day as well. As always, we'll hand over to the BBC World Service shortly to take us through the night, beginning with the latest news in a moment or two. Lisa Costello will be here bright and early to open up Radio 4 for the new day at 5:30. Thanks for being with us tonight. From me, Ron Brown, tonight's newsreader Alan Smith, and everyone at Broadcasting House in London, a very restful night and a good start to the weekend. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom on the BBC World Service. I'm Pete Ross. The Canadian town of Tumbler Ridge is holding a vigil to honour the victims of Tuesday's mass shooting.
There is a heavy sense in the air as people try to work through this grief and this trauma. Six of the victims were young school children, aged 12 and 13.
The German Chancellor tells the Munich Security Conference the US needs Europe.
In the era of great power rivalry, even the United States will not be powerful enough to go it alone.
The devastating behavioural side effects of certain prescription drugs.
I lost 100 grand. I was contemplating killing myself.
And on Valentine's Day,
online dating promotes this idea that people are replaceable.
Modern dating has become very gamified. It can feel a little bit like online shopping.
Growing numbers of young people say they're turning to period dramas to escape the horrors of the modern dating scene. First, the news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. European leaders have mounted a robust defence of their continent at the Munich Security Conference. Hours after the German Chancellor had warned of the end of the rules-based global order, the French President Emmanuel Macron told his audience to reject the image of an ageing continent where freedom of speech was in retreat. But both Chancellor Friedrich Merz and Mr Macron said Europe had to become stronger in the new era of big powers. Here's our security correspondent Frank Gardner.
There is a new buzzword here at this year's Munich Security Conference, disorder. It's what some delegates are saying has replaced the old world order that's prevailed for most of the last 80 years. Some of it is down to the war in Ukraine, but some of it stems from a Trump White House that's made it clear it'll no longer underwrite Europe's security. Europe today finds itself in an altogether bleaker place than it was 2 years ago. The Ukraine war goes on with no visible end, and no one here knows for certain –